This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel and Hamas will extend their truce through Wednesday with more planned exchanges of militant-held hostages for Palestinians held by Israel. Karen Chamez reports.
Cheers erupt as the latest released Palestinian prisoners arrive in Ramallah in the West Bank. The Palestinian prisoners released so far have been mostly teenagers, accused of throwing stones and firebombs during confrontations with Israeli forces. They're widely seen by Palestinians as heroes resisting occupation. In Israel, most of the freed hostages appear to be physically well, but an 84-year-old woman released, Alma Avraham, was hospitalized in critical condition because she had not had access to her medication in captivity. Her son, Uri Ravitz, said,
"She had to get her medicine, and we fight for this for 7 weeks. From day one."
One hostage, Ruti Munda, told Israeli media that she was initially fed well in captivity, but that conditions worsened as shortages took hold. I'm Karen Chamas.
And the U.S. is telling Israel it must operate with greater precision when resuming its ground campaign in Gaza. Here's Donna Warder.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement, like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released. Donna Warder, Washington.
Indian rescuers broke through on Tuesday to reach 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel.